M-R-I-S. It's where the stars live.
My hands up to the stars.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
This crowd is truly amazing. UAE is one of the best places in the world.
Emmy Melly right here.
Hello.
Hi, guys. How are you?
The one, the only Joe Floyd.
I love you guys.
It's where the stars live.
I love you guys. We listen to you every morning. You guys are so funny.
Oh, yeah. Hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. We are live. Good morning. 6:03. It's your Thursday. One more day to go. We get that weekend in.
Yeah.
We will get that weekend in. It's May 26th on a beautiful Thursday across the UAE. My name's Chris Fate. Joined by Pretty Malik, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're doing okay.
What's wrong?
What do you mean? Nothing's
wrong.
Yeah,
I'm doing okay. Like, I want to know why you're only just okay.
The day's just getting started.
Okay.
What about you? How are you?
I'm good. I had a good sleep. I felt like I had a good sleep.
Oh, good.
Woke up. Did my usual.
You're never really sure, are you? Until about 2 hours into the day.
I don't know how I feel.
Am I okay?
All I know is that I'm wearing this, you know, one of those fitness things that tell you how much you sleep.
Yeah.
You know, I'm never getting over 6, though. That's not a good thing. I know that's not a good thing.
That's not cool.
You know, I think most people are getting, like, as in, if you're up right now, you're probably like us. That sleep is not, like, the best.
Yeah.
But, you know, the average amount of people are getting, like, you know, anyone that gets over 7 hours sleep, I'm jealous of you.
Yeah.
Absolutely jealous.
Yeah.
You know, what are you typing right now? I want to know what Rossi's typing right now.
I'm just deleting lots of things off my desktop.
This is what you're doing right now, start of the show. Because your head's down and it looks like you're really
going to listen to everything you're saying.
Yeah, I know, but I always get interested to find out what you're doing right now. Because I'm usually like start of the show, I'm like, hey, and then I'd always look at Rossi's head's down. He's just like this, ready?
He's busy. He's a busy guy.
He looks real busy, but I don't know what he's doing.
Just deleting things off. I'm just having a clean out.
So you're cleaning out the computer.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, healthy, you know, place.
Just do it in a second.
I'm ready to go, mate. I can do two things. You're doing two things at the same time.
Yeah, pressing buttons and talking. Yeah.
And when Pretty does the gossip, you're on your phone all the time.
Yeah, but I'm talking all the time. You're shut off.
I'm not. I'm
guys!
Doing...
I'm not arguing with him. I just want him to
be
involved.
We're not going to start the show
this way. No, because what happens, the first hour and a half of the show, he's like off. Because he's doing stuff like this.
No one's listening.
What do you mean no one's listening?
What do you mean?
Like, no one's listening at this time, so it's all right.
That's a lie.
So disrespectful to people that are listening right now, and I apologize, because I know there's a lot of you. There's a lot of you listening at this time.
I don't believe there's a
Prove
lot.
Prove him wrong, yeah. Chris.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't believe it.
I'm not going to do it. Well, we're just about to take some calls in a second. That's going to show you that people are listening.
Okay.
You bought a new shirt, did you? I've never seen you wear this shirt.
This is Burberry, actually. Okay. And it's real.
No, okay. It's not.
It is.
No,
do you want to check the label?
Yeah.
Where did you buy it from?
There's this place in Dubai Marina that has, like, you know, last season stuff.
Mm.
And I got it.
Even if it's got the label, it's not real.
There's no label.
Oh, there is no label on it. Okay, cool.
Well, it's inside here somewhere.
He said check the label. Pretty goes to check the label. There's no label.
Anyway, it's Burberry.
Yeah, sure.
Who are you wearing today?
I don't even know what I've got on. I don't even care. I think I got $20 Target shorts on and... I don't know where this shirt's from.
I love that.
Pretty shirt says hugs. We need them right now. All right, well, listen. Yeah, look, Rochelle's saying I'm listening. Lisa's saying I'm listening. Athea from Jamaica saying I'm listening.
You're joking,
they're all
honestly,
WhatsApping right now. Yeah,
right
of
now.
Course they are.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
If you're listening, just give us a little WhatsApp message. Just drop us a little hello just to show Rossi.
It's free.
0487155444. Just show him. Have a little looky. A little geese. Show's good. Show's a good one. We are talking about technology and things that we have lost today. All right, and I'll explain more in that coming up. It's got to do with New York City. We got a new game show within a show. I got 10,000 dirhams cash that we can give you as well. Plus, we're doing that infamous Sprite challenge. Have you heard about this thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna be getting that on the show. All right?
Better late than never.
All right, cool. Nala is here. Nala's here. All right. Don't look at me like that. You walked in about 45 seconds ago. Don't look at me like, what are you talking about?
I was here throughout the whole opener.
Yeah, I saw you walk in, but when I first looked, you weren't there. I was just making sure.
I was stretching.
Okay,
what?
Awesome. Ashita, hi.
Wow.
Hi.
Thanks for listening every morning. Thank you.
Yeah, I love you guys. I love you so much. Stacey, I love you so much.
Oh, thanks. See, I love you too. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Rossi thinks no one's listening at this time, so he's just like doing his, he's clearing out his RAM.
Desktop.
Yeah.
No.
Make what, a space.
What do you do? What do you do, Shudha? What do you do?
I'm actually working right now. I work in Jablali Free Zone.
Okay.
So my work starts at 8 o'clock and my bus comes at 7 o'clock. So I have to wake up by 5:45, you know, get ready and stuff and then leave for work.
So your bus gets in at 7, you get in at 8.
The bus.
Oh, the bus. I thought you said the boss.
The bus.
Have you ever been in Jebel Ali Free Zone, Chris?
Yes, many times.
Have you
actually
got in there? Have you got through the gate?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if you're...
You require a pass to get inside the gate.
I've never been in.
Yeah.
All right.
Is it good?
No, it's a bit dull area.
Yeah, it's just...
You know, it's a little bit deserted.
It's like going into it's like going into Disneyland. It's amazing. There's a whole theme park in there that you guys never know about, all right? Jebel Ali Free Zone theme park, roller coasters, everything.
Imagine.
Oh, wow.
Shudha, thank you so much. You're amazing. Thank you for listening as well.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Bye-bye. It is. See, like a lot of you already... Mobin. Hi, Mobin.
Hi, guys. How are you?
So you want to tell Rossi that you're listening?
Yeah, exactly. That's why I called. You know, I'm listening to you guys.
That's another one. So that's... How many have we got now? Two. Oh, and some messages as well. This is great. Thanks for listening.
Appreciate it, mate. What are you doing?
I am just going home on my way home.
There we go.
I just finished my...
All right.
Okay.
Have you got us on loudspeaker?
Yes, actually.
Yeah. Did Nala tell you not to? Because if she didn't, she gets fired. Did she tell you not to put us on loudspeaker?
No, she didn't tell me.
Wow.
Oh. Wow, Nala. Nala, did you hear that?
Nala.
Just kidding.
Oh, she did? No, she didn't.
Maybe not.
Nala, you didn't tell
I it? Told him the yeah. second, I was like, the radio's on, just turn it off and remove me from speakerphone, please.
Speakerphone.
She did tell me,
She did tell you that. So you just want to get it. You've got her fired and she just got promoted.
Nice knowing you, Nala.
She just got promoted. Now she's going to get fired.
She got promoted yesterday, fired today.
Yeah. All right,
so it's a blessing in disguise.
Why?
Why?
To get fired from the show?
No, she got promoted, that's why.
Ah, Mo, you're amazing, mate. Thanks for listening, appreciate it. Rishal, hi.
Hi, good morning.
Dropping the wifey to work, are you?
Yes, sir.
Good on
Pretty
you.
Pretty much on the same schedule like you guys, getting up at 4:30 every day.
Oh. You get up at that time just to drop your wife to work?
Yes, to drop her to work, then go back to the gym, and then head to the office after 2 hours.
Probably divorce.
What?
If I had to wake up every morning at 4 just to drop my wife to work, I don't think I could do it.
That's love, though.
That's love. That's dedication right there. Like, do you have arguments about, like, babe, I don't want to drive you. Can you just catch public transport?
No, I do want to have my dinner at home. If I do that, I won't get that.
Good on you. So you got a long day, Rishal. You wake up that early, obviously, and your wife has got a long day. And then you go back home, you go to the gym, and then you get ready, then you go to work.
Yes, sir.
Good on you, brother.
We are an early sleeper. We are on to bed by 8:39 maximum.
Wow.
See, that's what we got to do.
We don't do that.
We get to bed around 10:30, 10 o'clock, sometimes even later, That's the issue.
Oh, okay.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I've got two.
Yeah, well, how old are they?
One is 5, one is 7.
Okay, so you get them in a bed pretty early.
Yeah, they have to be ready by 6:30. The bus is there.
Yeah, I like that. The kids go to school in the bus. Wifey gets driven. That's cool. Priorities, you're right. You're right, Rochelle. You're right. Mate, thanks for listening. Love to you and the wife, okay?
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you, brother. Take care. A lot of messages coming in. Sayed, Mitesh, Shalom, Sayed, Sanjini, good morning. Thank you for listening. Thank you for dropping us a little WhatsApp.
My favorite WhatsApp is from George Fahd, who's sent us a video.
Did my dad send us a video?
He sent a video. What do you call the Bitmoji?
Yeah, he loves a good Bitmoji.
He sent a
Does
wave.
He? He loves that. Aww. Love you, Dad.
Hi, George.
Thanks for listening, Dad.
Thanks.
6:16. We're going to check your gossip next.
Top Gun Maverick hits the UAE theaters today.
Oh my gosh, I want to watch it this weekend then.
It is already breaking records worldwide.
That is fantastic.
Apparently there was a standing ovation as well after the premiere, right?
Like, it's just...
A standing what?
Ovation.
I thought you said aviation as a joke.
That would have been a good one.
Yeah, standing ovation, I say, yeah.
Yeah,
you standing ovation. You said aviation.
Standing ovation.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Oh, well, there should be. It's a great movie, that. She still hasn't seen the original.
I haven't seen the original.
Yeah.
I've put it on like 15 times and I just can't get past the first 10 minutes.
You got
to
watch it.
Just get to the volleyball scene and then you'll really enjoy it.
And then get to the volleyball scene.
Oh, playing with the boys.
What about the other? Highway to the danger zone.
By who? Name the artist.
Oh, I got no idea.
Bon Jovi.
No. Heading on the highway, who never meant to go.
Kenny Loggins.
How do you know that?
Because he had an amazing beard.
Okay. We're gonna talk Top Gun next. We'll play some of the music from it as well. Hold on.
Always first with the hottest E! News.
Pretty Malik's Gossip.
What have you got for us, Pretty?
So Kim Kardashian is now the brand ambassador for Beyond Meat, you know, the vegan.
Yeah, I like that stuff.
So she put up this commercial on her Instagram. And at first look, you're like, oh, great. She's, you know, promoting Beyond Meat. Here's a bit of the commercial. Have a listen.
All right, here we go. Kim Kardashian.
I believe so much in the mission of Beyond Meat that I've stepped in to help with my greatest asset, my taste. This plant-based meat is not only amazingly delicious, but it's also better for you and better for the planet. And now that I'm Beyond Meat's chief taste consultant, there's never been a better time to go beyond.
Now here's the thing.
Okay, yeah.
She never takes a bite of anything that she's showing in the entire commercial. It shows that she took it before, maybe.
She's doing the fake bite,
but
maybe.
But it's fake. It's completely... She's standing there with half a burger looking like she chewed a piece of it. The burger is intact. Yeah, she never takes a bite.
Yeah, maybe she doesn't want to mess up her makeup exactly. And all that, you know?
But at least
know?
Fake it. If you're looking like you're going to... You Pretty. Ate a piece of the burger. Yeah.
Just stop hating on
leave
Kim.
Leave her alone.
Can I finish?
Yeah, okay.
Take a bite off the burger so it looks like she took a bite. You know?
Sure. You want it just to look like...
Just make it look like she ate it.
Yeah, okay.
Come on. Don't leave her out in the dark like this.
Oh, jeez. The world...
How she... I mean,
so
I get
judgmental.
It. How are you supposed to talk and eat at the same time? I get it. Just, we work in the media. But you got to cheat it right.
Yeah, I'm just watching it.
Watch it. It's funny. It's pretty funny, though.
She got blonde hair now.
Yeah, she did that for the Met Gala.
Yeah, she looks great.
Yeah.
Is that on her Instagram, is it?
Yeah.
I love her.
No, she looks like she's having a bite. She's doing the fake eating.
But the products don't move. It's pretty funny. Everyone on Twitter is having a field day.
Of course, Twitter. Of course,
okay,
Twitter.
So let's talk Billie Eilish. Do you watch My Next Guest with David Letterman?
Netflix? I've watched a few. Yeah.
So
yeah.
A few new episodes have dropped featuring Will Smith before the Oscars, Ryan Reynolds, and Billie Eilish is one of the guests on there as well. And towards the end of the interview, David Letterman noticed that she was having tics, Tourette's.
Mm.
And he didn't know she had Tourette's. And he goes, are you okay? And she went on to explain what she experiences having Tourette's on a daily basis.
I never like don't take at all, because the main tics that I do constantly all day long are like I wiggle my ear back and forth and like raise my eyebrow and click my jaw and do that and like flex my arm here and flex this arm and flex these muscles. These are things you would never notice like if you're just having a conversation with me, but for me they're very exhausting.
Good on her for opening up. Really good on her for opening up. That is something that a lot of people go through and they just sort of hide through it. So well done. I like Billie Eilish. I think she's
cool.
She's influential as well. And she's doing... Yeah. I think she knows her role.
Watch her interview with David.
Yeah?
It was really good.
Yep. Okay, definitely. Finally, Top Gun, the movie, is back. Number two,
Top Gun Maverick hits theaters today in the UAE. And then it's going to trickle out worldwide starting today, tomorrow, etc. from the weekend. Already setting records just in the U.S. alone. It's opening in 4,732 theaters, which is the most ever for a film.
That's cool.
And box office experts are estimating that it will be Tom Cruise's biggest ever opening, easily crossing $125 million. Reviews have come in. everyone is saying it's actually better than the original.
What? And the original, the OG, was good. Pretty. You have to go watch Top Gun.
I know.
The original. I can't believe you haven't watched it.
I'm telling you, I really have tried, but I just shut it
get
off.
Get on. Get on. I want it watched.
Okay, fine.
I want it watched.
Fine, fine.
Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Are we ready for the game show within a show? Are we ready to do this, guys?
This is my favorite thing ever.
Well, is it really? Why? Explain to me why. Explain to me why.
So the thing about the game show is I know you always wanted to be a game show host.
Yeah.
I get that. That's fun. But I've always wanted to be a contestant. Remember I told you I wanted to be a Wheel of Fortune contestant?
I do remember that.
So I feel like this is all practice for me to be a contestant.
All right. We're ready to do this right now. The game show within a show. Let's do it.
It's time.
Time to play.
The game show within the show.
Let the games begin.
All right. It's the 1 second challenge. I'm playing you 1 second of songs. You have to try to identify the song title and artist.
Ooh, both.
Welcome to our contestants right now. Please welcome contestant number one.
Hi, my name is Preeti Malik and I washed my hair.
Thank you. Yes. Contestant number two.
Hi, my name is Nala and I braided my hair.
Yeah.
Here we go. And contestant number three.
Hi, my name is Big Rossi and I have no hair.
Well, no, you had a hair transplant, I thought, mate.
Yeah, I need another one.
It looks pretty good, though. I think they've done a great job.
Yeah. Same clinic as Messi.
Awesome. We are doing this right now. We are basically playing you a second of a song, and you have to try to identify what that song is.
Okay.
Are you ready to do this?
Ready.
Are you sure?
I think so.
You write down your answers, all right?
Okay.
Don't scream them out. 1 second of a... What are you... Hold on. Contestant number three, what are you doing?
Just talking to my kids on Alexa at the same time. Well, I just...
Say hello to you. Sorry, he's FaceTiming his kids right now whilst we're playing the game show. I swear.
Hi, kids. Hope you're all right. Not talking to me. Bye, Annie.
Say bye.
Bye-bye. Sorry, guys. I didn't want to talk. I was just doing...
Like, we're in the middle of... Let alone in the middle of a radio show. We're in the middle of a game show within the show, and this guy's FaceTiming his family. He's blowing...
Hi.
I didn't need to talk.
In 3 minutes, when this is done, take all the time you want.
Right.
1 second song challenge. Identify the song.
Okay,
good luck, guys. Song title and artist is required. You have 5 seconds, four, three, two, and one. Time is up. If he doesn't finish, you're out. You're out. Lift up your papers. Go.
DNCE, Dancing Feet.
Dancing Feet, DNCE.
DNCE and Kygo. Kygo as well in there.
But you didn't write the name of the song.
And I didn't write the name of the song.
You all don't get the point then, because it is actually Kygo as the first artist, then DNCE.
Sorry.
And it is Dancing Feet. None of you get a point. No, you're all incorrect. I need full title and artist. It is Dancing Feet. Thank you. The 1 second song challenge. Welcome to song number two.
I don't remember the artist.
That's all you're gonna get.
Got it.
Song title and name. Let's go.
I don't know. Lift up your paper, Rossi. Okay. James Young Infinity.
I just wrote Infinity.
Infinity James Young.
Rossi, Pretty, both get a point.
Yes. I love you for infinity.
Oh, oh, oh.
I love you for infinity.
There it is, your 1 second song challenge. Welcome to the game show within a show. My name's Chris Fade, your host. Song number three. Can you identify that wherever you're listening to this from?
I can't remember.
If you do get it right, you're going to have a great day or night. Time is up. Time is up. Let's see your answers, please.
Love Nuan TTCK.
Love Nuan TTCK.
Love Nuan TTCK.
Yes. It's a silent. It's silent. Love One TT.
Sorry. Love One.
You all get it right, though.
Yay!
Well done. Well done. Welcome to song number three of the 1 second challenge. Number four. Good luck.
Are you kidding?
That's all you're getting. Have one more listen.
Nala, quiet.
You'll be expelled.
Sorry. Say it again.
I know it. Well, I know it, but
I have no idea.
It's too,
come
that's
on,
too
give
short.
Us a little bit give more. Us more. That's not right. That is not right.
Answers are getting closed in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Is it Justin Bieber Peaches?
Nala gets the point. Well done.
Yay!
I got my peaches out in Georgia.
From the stars.
I get my from
yeah, you can tell.
Get out, Nala.
She's good.
I'm a believer, people.
Don't forget, he's coming. You want to have a, that's what this is what we played then, ready?
Wow. Nala, that true was believer. Amazing.
All right, this is your last one.
We're all tied.
Good luck. This is going to be the make or break for somebody, and it's worth 13.45 million points.
Wow.
You ready?
Yeah.
Oh, they know it just from that one beat. Rossi hasn't moved. He's got no idea.
I do. I know what it is.
You know it.
I'll play it again. Ready? I'll play it again. 1 second challenge here.
Yeah.
From that one beat, you know that?
Wait. I've got it. Okay. Yeah, got it.
Wait, let him write.
Yeah, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
Woman.
Doja Cat.
You guys are all right.
Yeah!
All
right.
Hey, you're a woman. Woman. Let me be your woman.
You're all winners. Except Rossi, still a loser.
Then don't fear. Listen to the Chris Fade Show podcast at virginradiodubai.com now.
Give me that paycheck.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K pop quiz.
Powered by RackBank. Download Firefly app and get to gold tier status faster. Visit rackbank.ae/Firefly. Conditions apply.
Hello, Farooz. You got through. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
There you go. You ready to win the money? You ready to take our cash?
Yes, show me the money.
Would you share any of it with Rossi?
Yeah, why not, man? Whoa. He's a good guy.
Oh, look at that. Look at that, eh?
What a legend you are.
Hey,
as long as you're not a Liverpool supporter, you sound like a good guy.
Do you follow the football?
No, I'm a rugby fan, though.
Yeah.
Oh, rugby, nice.
Yeah.
Who's your team?
New Zealand All Blacks.
Yeah, the All Blacks. All right, well, thanks.
Have you ever met Jonah Lomu, Chris? I'm sure. I think
he passed away, didn't he?
No, I don't think.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Yeah, Rossi.
Oh gosh.
Sorry, I didn't know he passed away. How did he pass away? That's crazy.
Let's not get into this right now.
Has he passed? When did he?
Let's focus on Farooz.
You guys wonder why he's on.
2015.
Okay. Yeah.
So, he was one of the greatest as well.
He was amazing.
Let's move forward. Farooz, what do you do? Farooz, what do you do for work?
I work for a bank.
You work for a bank, okay.
All right. Yeah. Let's get straight into this then. 10 questions, 60 seconds. If you don't know the answer, pass. If we have enough time, we'll come back to it. Obviously, we've got the 10K Rack Bank ready to give this away to you. Farooz, you ready to do it?
Yes, let's do it.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time. You're Googling Jonah Lomu and how he passed, aren't you? That's what you're doing right now.
Yeah.
He doesn't care about anything else. He's like just off.
And now he's fixated.
I was sad about that. Go on. Anyway, go.
60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. What is the capital of Thailand?
Bangkok.
Ragnarok and the Dark World are movies in which franchise?
Thor.
What country does the Brit Awards happen in?
In Britain, in UK.
Georgina Rodriguez is the partner of which football player?
Cristiano Ronaldo.
What year did Amy Winehouse pass away? 2011 or 2018?
2011.
Wyclef Jean was once a member of which group?
Fugees.
Samsung was started in which country?
Korea. South Korea.
Who sings the song Wiggle and Jalebi Baby?
Jason Derulo.
Kevin Peterson played which sport?
Cricket.
Who sings the song Hit Me Baby One More Time?
Britney Spears.
You just won 10,000 dirhams cash, mate. Well done! Yes, yes, yes!
Wow. Yay!
Farooz, you just took it all home. 10,000 dirhams cash!
Yes, baby! Thanks, baby! my kids are excited. They are they're doing a school run right now, and we couldn't be happier, man.
Look at that.
Awesome.
Yes. 10,000 dirhams, and you're going to give half of it to Rossi.
Yes. This is
This is the best day ever.
Oh, yes. What you said on the radio was legally
binding.
Yeah,
we've got it as an audio. He's got to give it to Rossi.
Oh.
Rossi, let's talk about it, Rossi.
You said you were going to do it.
10,000 dirhams. Well done.
Thanks, guys.
That is unbelievable. Rack Bank every single day puts it on the line right here on the Chris Fade Show on Virgin Radio. And Farooz, it hadn't gone off for a couple of months, so I'm so glad that you took it away. 10,000 dirhams richer. Once again, mate, congratulations. You smashed
Rack
that.
Rack Bank, thanks, Virgin Radio. Thank you all. I'm just so happy.
He's speechless. He's speechless.
We're rich.
Morning. The pop quiz just went. Farooz just won it. 10,000 dirhams cash. Well done. Sanjini, you just heard that. How good was he, right?
Oh, my God. He was so good. Like, he was so fast with his answers. I'm not sure how he could do that.
Well, no, we were so good.
Totally deserved it.
And you know what? What was so interesting is that, you know, Rossi wrote those questions this morning. It was his turn to write the questions. And then he did a deal with him as well to split the money. And then he got the money. So it was very quick. Rossi, you in cahoots? Are you
That's
working?
A sackable offence, my friend. I'm not going to take any of his money. Farooz, you enjoy the money. I'm just joking with you. You deserve it because he was amazing, wasn't he? He really was.
So quick.
So genie, he was fantastic.
He was so quick. Yeah. It felt like there was some time left. Was there?
Yeah, he had about 7 seconds left in the clock. He didn't skip a beat, right?
Can I ask, so genie, like, how many would you have got out of 10 then on that?
Maybe maximum 4 or 5.
Really?
Good on him. Well, Sajini, thanks for listening. Hopefully we get you on the pop quiz one day.
Yeah, sure. Hopefully one day. And I would win it, hopefully.
You will. You will win it. Morning live, the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? I've got a lot of messages coming in. I just wanted to make sure that I give them the readout that they do. Hey, Chris, good morning. Would you mind wishing my son Neil a happy 11th birthday? Thanks in advance. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ayabella Alcadi as well. Wishing you the happy birthday as you do your school run as well. Hey, Chris, please, my wife's birthday today. Her name is Josie. That's from Robin.
Happy birthday.
There it is. It's beautiful.
Lots
What's
of
this one? Great morning, Virgin Radio team. It's my birthday on the 29th of May. Fabulous. 29th of May. That's 3 days away, mate.
That's Sheila, is it?
Sheila.
Sheila Mendoza.
Happy birthday, Sheila, as well. Love our little family that we have this morning. The pop quiz just went. Farooz just won it. 10,000 dirhams cash. Well done. Sanjini, you just heard that. How good was he, right?
Oh, my God, he was so good. Like, he was so fast with his answers. I'm not sure how he could do that.
Well, no, we were so good.
He totally deserved it.
And you know what? What was so interesting is that, you know, Rossi wrote those questions this morning. It was his turn to write the questions. And then he did a deal with him as well to split the money. And then he got the money. So it was very quick. Rossi, you in cahoots? Are you
That's
working?
A sackable offence, my friend. I'm not going to take any of his money. Farooz, you enjoy the money. I'm just joking with you. You deserve it because he was amazing, wasn't he? He really was.
So quick.
So genie, he was fantastic.
He was so quick. Yeah. It felt like there was some time left. Was there?
Yeah, he had about 7 seconds left in the clock.
He really
he didn't skip a beat, right?
Can I ask, so genie, like, how many would you have got out of 10 then on that?
Maybe maximum 4 or 5.
Really?
Good on him. Well, Sajini, thanks for listening. Hopefully we get you on the pop quiz one day.
Yeah, sure. Hopefully one day. And I would win it, hopefully.
You will. You will win it. Morning live, the Chris Fade Show. What's going on? I've got a lot of messages coming in. I just wanted to make sure that I give them the readout that they do. Hey, Chris, good morning. Would you mind wishing my son Neil a happy 11th birthday? Thanks in advance. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to Ayabella Alcadi as well. Wishing you the happy birthday as you do your school run as well. Hey, Chris, please, my wife's birthday today. Her name is Josie. That's from Robin.
Happy birthday.
There it is. It's beautiful.
Lots
What's
of
this one? Great morning, Virgin Radio team. It's my birthday on the 29th of May. Fabulous. 29th of May. That's 3 days away, mate.
That's Sheila, is it?
Sheila.
Sheila Mendoza.
Happy birthday, Sheila, as well. Love our little family that we have this morning.
If it's worth talking about,
Hollywood status,
she's talking about it. Pretty Malik's gossip.
Britney and The Weeknd?
Yeah, they had a meeting together. So The Weeknd and Euphoria creator Sam Levinson are working together to create a new HBO show called The Idol. Mm-hmm. Britney had a meeting with the both of them.
Ooh.
We don't know if it's for a role, work, what it is. But back in November, Britney had posted that she just finished filming something called The Idol. So maybe she makes an appearance. That's
pretty cool,
right? There
it is. Britney, The Weeknd, that'd be cool.
Will Smith is still continuing to lay low after that Oscars incident. We all know what happened with Chris Rock, right? Yeah. He missed out on an event to highlight the cast of Bel-Air, which is the rework of The Fresh Prince. So right now, everyone's campaigning for the Emmys. So they're holding these events and things like that. And Will Smith was a no-show at the event.
Yeah, he's laying, he was here in Dubai. He was spending some time here. He could still be here right now, actually.
Yeah.
I love Will Smith. I really, truly love Will Smith. He's a good guy. Again, I've known him somewhat from a personal point of view. The guy's a good dude. He just, you know, everyone's allowed to make a mistake. And just, you know, he'll come back. He'll be all right. Finally.
Kate Moss, yesterday, that was the big talk. She appeared in court via video link to testify in the defamation case of Johnny Depp and Amber Heard. Now, earlier this month, Amber Heard had said in her own testimony that Johnny had pushed Kate Moss down a flight of stairs when they were dating in the 90s.
Yep.
So they got Kate Moss on the stand to testify whether that was true or not.
What, if anything, happened when you were in Jamaica with Mr. Depp?
We were leaving the room, and Johnny left the room before I did, and there had been a rainstorm. And as I left the room, I slid down the stairs, and I hurt my back. And I screamed because I didn't know what had happened to me and I was in pain. And he came running back to help me and carried me to my room and got me medical attention.
Did Mr. Depp push you in any way down the stairs?
No.
During the course of your relationship, did he ever push you down any stairs?
No, he never pushed me, kicked me, or threw me down any stairs.
So that is the complete opposite of what Amber Heard had said in her.
She ain't coming across well in this case, from what I understand, Amber Heard. I've been following it just in and out. All I know is that yesterday when Kate Moss went live on trial on YouTube, there were 1.1 million people watching this live.
Yeah.
My house, Brianna was watching. I'm just like, people are really invested in this, right?
So I think tomorrow is the last day of this case. So
all right, there we go.
Happens.
Again, it's weird that we all have to showcase this to the entire world. I was thinking the other day, is Johnny, everyone calls him Johnny, including Kate Moss there, is Johnny his real name? It's not. It's John Christopher Depp II. So his real name's John, but everyone calls him Johnny.
Johnny.
You know?
He's Johnny.
I guess like you, Ross. Rossi. It's Ross.
Yeah, Ross. It's Ross, yeah.
It's Ross, but everyone calls you Rossi.
I call myself Rossi, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you? I named myself Big Rossi.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty Molly. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
Kai called through. Kai, what's up?
Hey, Chris. How you doing? You all right?
Mate, can't complain. Can't complain. I'm all right. What's going on with you?
Nothing. I just called to find out what's the status of the scooter.
What's the state of the scooter?
Oh.
Yeah, well, I kind of missed a couple of shows, and I'm not quite sure. The last I heard, it was still in transit.
Let me tell you something right now, Kai. I'm so glad you brought this up, because I wanted to bring it up. The scooter that Rossi has promised me, I think now 3 months? 3 months to run to? Month
it's
three?
Here.
I still have not seen it. I have not rode it. I don't have it. I don't know what's going on.
It's in Dubai.
Built a scooter by now.
I could have built the scooter. You're right. I could have just bought my own scooter and built it.
But it's in Dubai.
It's in the garage. I'm just making sure everything's completely ready for the main man, Chris Fade. I want to make sure that his safety is my priority.
But it's been in there for 3 weeks. It's been in the workshop for 3 weeks. What are they doing? I thought I bought a brand new scooter, like a vintage.
These things are from 1978, just so you know.
So what did I pay? How much have I paid? 13,000 dirhams total?
Yeah.
And it's been 3 months?
Yeah.
I still don't have a scooter. He was actually WhatsApping us yesterday.
Oh.
Because Kai, not only did I buy one of our friends, Bruce, a mutual friend of ours, bought. He made Bruce and I buy one to reduce the charges on the freight. Right.
I hope it's not a Ponzi scheme.
Do you know though? I was thinking yesterday, and this was last night. Let me see if I can find these messages here.
Don't play them.
Why?
It's got naughty words.
Does
it?
I don't think. Hold on, let me just see if I can.
That's the guy from the garage.
Hey, be careful.
So listen.
What I believe, Kai, and what I said last night to him on a WhatsApp group, I said, this could be the world's biggest prank on me, and there is no scooter, and I think in 6 months' time, we'll still be having this conversation. That's what I'm thinking could happen. This could be an elaborate prank for you, Rossi. Is that right?
Kai, I'll tell you what's happened, right? So, when the guys were starting up my scooter, right, the headlamp fell on the floor and smashed. So, mine is holding up everybody else's. Chris's is ready. Bruce.
So why can't he just get his?
So give it to me tomorrow if it's ready.
Okay, I'll bring it tomorrow.
Did you get a seat at least? I mean, it's in Dubai, right? So did you get a...
No,
it's a Free Spirit garage.
He wanted me to go to some garage in... what do I say garage like you? Some garage.
When it arrived.
When it landed and I didn't
want...
He said
no. He said, no, I'm staying in bed. I gave him the chance to see his scooter, Kai, and he said, no, I'm staying in bed.
Because I'm not going...
Well, we could have just gone there and maybe... You know, kind of done a video shoot for him to show
him. Oh, he sent me a video of it.
Oh, Kai, he's loving this. Kai, he's absolutely loving the fact that he hasn't got it. I think he's enjoying the fact that he hasn't got it more than the fact than if he did have it.
So will you bring the scooter to work tomorrow then? Can I see it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Right at this time tomorrow, I'm going to ask for it.
We're going to go downstairs and ride it around the courtyard. So let's invite everyone. Everyone can come and see Chris Fade's scooter tomorrow downstairs if you want.
You sure you're
going to let people have a go on it?
You sure you're going to organize it?
Yeah.
He's so not confident. He's looking around when he says, yeah, I know he's not confident.
I'll prove you all wrong tomorrow. Then.
You'll bring it tomorrow.
I won't. I'll get someone to do
it. Okay, whatever. It'll be here tomorrow.
7:50 tomorrow.
Well, 7 o'clock, yeah.
Tomorrow.
Okay, yeah. Kai.
Tomorrow's scooter day then. All right, cool.
Scooter day tomorrow. Okay, I get my scooter tomorrow.
Yeah.
He's backing out.
No, God. I'll have it here. All right, just not mine.
Yeah, I don't want yours. I want mine. I want the red one with the pink seat. I found out it's got a pink seat, Kai. It's supposed to have a black seat. It's got a pink seat.
Never happy. Anyway, listen, Kai. Have a great day, mate. Thanks so much.
You too, guys. Thanks so much. Very much, guys. Have a good day. Cheers.
Bye, mate. Thank you.
Just caused an argument there, didn't he?
That's so true.
What? So true.
You're never happy.
Never happy.
I've ordered a scooter for 13,000 dirhams. A scooter that I didn't want in the first place. I've waited 3 months. I chose the color black and red. It's come red with a pink seat. I've got a pink seat.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy.
I'm making sure that scooter is in tip-top condition for you, sir.
Confirm it in front of everyone tomorrow. This time, scooter will be here.
Okay. I'll get it here for you. Yep.
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 Done. Let's see. Virgin Radio. Do you think I'll have my scooter here tomorrow? Just a quick poll. I just want to hear what... I'm not confident, but Rossi's very confident right now. He says he's got it. Quick poll. Will I have my scooter here tomorrow? 0487155444. Yes or no? That's all I need. Yes or no? Let's see what you that listen to this show, you're part of our family. Yeah. What are you saying? Yes or no? 0487155444. Will I have my scooter here this time tomorrow? Pretty?
I'm going to go yes.
Okay.
I'll say
you
yes.
You know I always pull through in the end.
Okay. Somehow he makes it
happen. I don't know about that. Adela?
Yes.
You think yes? Rossi's bringing it?
I think yes. Yes. Yeah. I believe in what he says.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's a
yes.
No doubters.
Mustafa says no. Ali says yes. Sheila, yes. Samar, no. Teresa, yes. Amir, yes. Aswas, yes. Martin, yes. Gav, no chance.
Whatever, Gav. Are we going to get... Go on. I was going to say, your friend's going to wrap it with Fade Fit, right?
At some stage, yep.
Yeah, so we need the Fade Fit logo in high res.
Are they going to wrap it for me?
No.
Yeah, well, I'll look after that wrapping. Later. That's not now. We're not going to wrap it in the... You're going to not only deliver the bike, you're going to have it wrapped? Really?
What's that wrapping place that you go to?
There's no chance. Yeah, no way. Matthew, you think he's going to bring this?
Yeah, I hope.
Yeah.
Good morning,
yeah.
Everyone.
Morning.
Morning, man.
Yeah, we'll go live tomorrow on social media.
He's confident.
I'm feeling confident.
We'll find out tomorrow. Sorry, I was calling Dougie. Dougie right now is in Sharjah. He's a taxi driver. He says, hey guys, I've just got you guys on every single day. I love listening to you. I drive taxis here in Sharjah. What up to our taxi drivers in Sharjah?
Yeah.
All our taxi drivers across the UAE. I know a lot of you got us on, and we just want to say we love you. We love you, and you keep the city moving, so thank you so much. All right, Charlie Puth up next. Okay, let's. Can we do a Choose Your Own Adventure?
Yeah.
All right. So you know that you remember the TV show... And the books that you used to read, you get to a point in the book, and then you get to choose which way you want to go. Do you want the character to go down the tunnel, or do you want the character to jump into the lake?
Yeah.
Just choose your own adventure. We're going to do it on the show right now. There's two things. Rossi and I are sort of on two different sides. Pretty's in the middle. She's ready to go.
I could do either.
Number one is the choose your own adventure on the Chris Fade Show this morning is, do we talk about... they're getting rid of phone booths in New York City. The last two phone booths have gone. And so we want to talk about technologies that have disappeared. Things that have disappeared due to technology. Like a
Sony Discman.
Like a Sony Discman, a telephone booth.
They discontinued the
iPods. iPods are finished. Like, do we want to talk about that? All right. Which I think is a cool chat as well. And it'll be informative and we'll think of things. Or I was wanting to go a little serious and talk about the whole gun debate in the States and obviously what happened yesterday, the tragedies that were involved, and just get a few people's opinions. I put something up on my own social, and it was interesting to have people talk about, like, you know, having armed guards now at schools. That's the way you're going to solve the problem rather than actually getting rid of guns. So it's two really separate conversations, and the three of us were just discussing which way to go.
Mm.
But let's throw it to you, the audience. Do we do
phones,
like technology?
Just nostalgia.
All right.
Yeah.
Or do you want to talk about the guns in the States?
To raise awareness.
0487155444. 0487155444. It's Choose Your Own Adventure here on the Chris Fade Show. Which way do we want to go? Do we want to talk like lighthearted, or do we want to get real? Like, and I'm happy with like both. I can do both. And I'll respect both as well.
Yeah.
Joe, what are we talking about next?
Let's talk about guns in the U.S.
All right, okay. You do want to talk about it. Okay, Miriam, online too. What are we? Which adventure or which side are you choosing?
Gun, yeah, the same thing.
Gun, okay. You guys want to... Donna, hi.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. What do you want to chat?
Talk about the gun violence.
The gun violence as well. Okay, everyone, yeah. Sadiq, hi.
Hi. I'd like to talk about the gun debate.
Gun debate as well. All right, cool. We'll keep you all on hold. Yeah, listen, like 80% the gun debate. Not that we won't do the technology chat. We might just do it tomorrow, all right? You've chosen this topic, and I want to talk about it. I was passionate to talk about it, actually. That mass shooting that happened yesterday in the States, horrible, horrific. Just no one should ever have to go through that. I just think of the parents. It's another reason why I'm so grateful to live here in the UAE, that we have chosen this country to raise our children and to live our lives, because you feel so safe, you feel so secure. Brianna and I are planning on taking the kids to the States in a month and a half for our summer holidays, which we usually do. I got a message from Brianna on WhatsApp yesterday as it all went down, and she said to me, now remember, B's from LA. She said to me, do you think we should go somewhere else? I said, why? She goes, I just don't think it's safe. And that's coming from an American, right?
Yeah, California, I believe, had the most number of shootings so far this year.
And I just thought, whoa, that's horrible. Like, as in we have to think like that.
Mm.
And I said, no, we're going to go. I'm not going to let it change us. We'll just be safe in where we go and what we do. You'd never know, though, right? Yesterday, that horrible school shooting just took so many lives. Little kids like us, our kids, they get dropped off at school and then they get murdered by this kid that said that he was getting tormented at school.
Yeah.
I got some stats here which just blew my mind. For 2022 alone in America, 27 school shootings, just this year. 200 already for the entire year. 200. 4 in 10 households carry guns in the States. When I travel there every year, I'm always aware of it.
Yeah.
Because you just got to make sure, like, I just stick to my own lane. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If someone was to do something to me or say something, I don't even, like, want to react. I don't even look at them. Mm. I just stay in my own lane because you don't know who's carrying a gun. That's the scariest thing.
It is, yeah.
Now, I've got friends and family in the States where I put some stuff on social media yesterday where I was like, man, something's got to change. You got to change your gun laws. You got to do something. And then they came back at me like, no, we don't. We all have the right to bear arms. It's in the Constitution, which was made in 1791, from what I understand.
Yeah.
And then I'm having this argument, this debate with them, and I'm getting frustrated because they've got kids. And I kept saying, like, you have children. They're like, yeah, what we need to do is we need to have, you know, armed guards at schools. And I'm like, you want violence with violence?
Wow.
You want to put an armed guard at your school? Picture your school right now where your kids go to. Imagine getting to your school and you have a guy with a gun standing out front of that school and you're sending your kids into. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, jewelers have armed guards out front. Banks have armed guards. We protect our money. We protect our jewelry. Why don't we protect our kids? And I'm like, you're missing the whole point. The reason why there is that violence is because it's so easy to go get a gun.
Yeah. Mm. So in the state of Texas, I was looking, researching the gun laws there. This is where the incident happened in the state of Texas. And in the United States, every state kind of has different laws, right?
Yep.
So people aged 18
yep.
and over can buy a handgun from another Texas resident in a private sale without a background check, with no record of the sale, and no permit required.
What are they going to do with it?
You can so
got to protect yourself, Rossi. You got to protect yourself. That's what everyone says.
Yeah.
You got to protect yourself.
If you're a dealer in the state of Texas, then you can only sell a gun to someone age 21 and over.
So let me get this straight. You can't go for a drink.
Correct.
But you can buy a gun.
Without a background check, without a permit.
How does that make any sense?
It doesn't make sense, you know, Chris. Like when I saw the news, it's frustrating. I don't think the initial reaction was sadness. I think the initial reaction was anger. And I've spoken to so many of my friends and family members back home as well. And it's just anger. The reaction is anger. It's not sadness. It's just anger because it's like, what are our lawmakers doing to protect schools as children?
But imagine they ban the guns though, right?
Yep. Which they did in Australia.
Yeah, one day, say, right?
After a mass shooting.
No more. Yeah, I remember that. Horrible. No more guns.
Correct.
The whole country will, there'll be like a revolt or something, wouldn't there?
Don't you think? So the New Zealand Prime Minister, Jacinda Ardern, she was just on the Colbert Show as this happened. And obviously, New Zealand completely changed their gun laws after they had a horrific incident.
Yep.
Mm. What, was it 3 years ago?
Yeah.
So she goes, you know, it is possible to do things like that. But I it's the same question, Chris, that you've been asking. Why don't they change the laws?
Saw this thing which I put on the gram yesterday, which is like there's a mass shooting, then it goes to media talking about it, which is what we're doing right now. Then it goes into thoughts and prayers. Then there's a social media debate, which is happening right now. Then no one actually does anything. It goes back to normal and silence. Then there's another mass shooting, and it goes around in this vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Repetitive.
So again, living here in the UAE, you feel safe, feel secure. I let my kids go to school here, and I know they're going to be all right. If for by some chance I had to go move to the States, I would not feel comfortable. And for anyone that is saying that you have the right to bear arms, fantastic. Can we make it harder to get those guns? Like, if you want to have that argument, maybe go through a number of different, like, hurdles before you're able to get a gun.
There should be lots of hurdles. Yeah.
Zilla has called through. Now, Zilla, you were at a university in Virginia when a mass shooting happened?
Hi, yeah. So I used to live in the States. I lived there for almost a decade. And the first place I lived was actually Texas. So this is really kind of close to my heart because I have friends that still live in Texas, friends with children at school in Texas that, you know, just like you were just saying,
who were talking about this on social media yesterday.
Yeah, everyone's talking about it now. When you were, I mean, you were literally part of one. Is that what happened, though?
So I was at university in New York when the Virginia Tech shooting happened. And I just remember that we were in New York City and we felt kind of, you know, protected because it's a bubble, New York City, versus other places in the States.
Mm.
But then this shooting happens and you're like, this could have been me. This could have been, you know, the people I'm sitting next to. And it's such a harrowing feeling of, oh my goodness, like this could be me next. This, you never know who's carrying a gun. You don't know who's out there with a vendetta, what their feeling, what their situation is. And there's just this feeling of helplessness.
Yeah, totally. And you just don't know who's got one. Dr. Chris, good to hear from you, mate. What are your thoughts? You're American?
Yeah, I'm American and I own many guns. And I have never once, I've owned guns since I was in my teenage years and I'm in my 60s.
Yeah.
I've never once pointed a gun at anybody in anger or anything like that. All the argument, okay, here's the problem. You cannot, like when Pretty says, why don't they just change it? America, as you know, has a constitution, and trying to change anything in the constitution, unfortunately, is political suicide.
So if someone was to decide to change that, that would be their political career gone. They'd be out, right?
Well, if they made too big of a stink, because the NRA and the gun lobby are so powerful there.
Yep.
That, remember, it's money, money, money.
Yep.
And political influence. But anybody who thinks that you can just change a law in our Constitution does not understand the laws in the United States. It doesn't work that way.
Well, when I say change the laws, it needs to start with at least stricter laws as to who can obtain a firearm. That's where it needs to start.
And
we're not talking about, you know, I think a lot of the lawmakers now, they're not saying let's go to the Constitution, because as we all know, as you just said, that is a very difficult fight.
Mm.
But we got to start at the ground where we need to make it at least, at the very least, really difficult for someone, at least an 18-year-old, to go in without a permit from a private person and just obtain a gun, you know?
Dr. Chris, appreciate you. I've got a few other calls that I just want to get through these real quickly because we are running out of time here. Another Chris is on with us. You moved your family from the U.S. to the UAE for this reason?
Yeah, we did. And, you know, my kids are very young, sort of six. They were six and two.
Yeah.
When we put our kids into kindergarten, within the first week, they had a lockdown drill, which essentially means it has nothing to do with anything but active shooter. Someone is coming in that is a threat externally. And, you know, you bring six-year-old kids home and it blows your mind. I mean, it literally is just one of those things that you cannot process as a parent. I heard everybody else's comments, but, you know, there needs to be, you know, sort of a safe harbor here. There needs to be a middle ground. This is just, it's indiscriminate slaughter at this stage.
Agreed, man. Yeah. Like a middle ground. I mean, I've got my brother-in-law and they got guns in the States and he's got a bunch and he's all about like, it's our protection. Like, I'm not saying, okay, cool, you can protect yourself, but can we make it harder for people
to
be able to get one? So an 18-year-old kid doesn't go into a school and do what he just did yesterday, because it's tragedy. Chris, welcome to the UAE, mate. I'm glad you're here. Insia, real quickly, you went to school in Texas?
That is correct, yeah. I went to university in Texas, and it's really sad that people there actually think that it's okay to have a gun. Like, I had friends who were in university with me who kept a gun in their cars, and I would feel really unsafe being in a car with a gun. But the mindset there is just that, yeah, it's for my protection. But it's so easy. Even me being a student there on a student visa, I could easily go in and say, I want a gun and I want to keep it for my protection. Yeah. And that's just scary, because there's so many kids there who are... It can just be misused by...
Well, so it's having that there's such a huge mental health issue going along, or not just in the States, but around the world.
Yeah.
You know, there are people walking around that are just not right, and the fact that you can bear a gun and not be right is probably a real dangerous situation. There's so many discussions happening. You know, and I don't know. Will something change? Probably not. You know, there'll be another mass shooting, and we'll have to talk about it. You'll hear it on the news headlines.
Yeah.
And then we just move on. But my thoughts and prayers are with the parents, the husbands, the wives of all that were being lost in any type of mass shooting. And I'm just so grateful that we get to call the UAE home and feel safe and secure here.
Mm-hmm.
Virgin Radio, 104.4, hanging out, the Chris Fade Show. That is it for us for your Thursday. Back tomorrow, big Friday morning show, which is great. And Rossi's just, he stepped out. Should I play X-Files music?
No.
I should, because he's not here for the last break.
No,
I won't.
He told
Will us. I get my scooter tomorrow? He has promised that tomorrow, just before 8 a.m., my scooter that I've been waiting for, which I bought off him, basically.
He says it's ready. He says it's ready to go. And so apparently you're going to have your red scooter tomorrow.
Will I get the scooter is the big question. Hey, can we give away the pop quiz again like we did this morning? It's all coming back tomorrow for a big Friday morning show. Don't miss it. From myself, Chris Fade, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fade Show, back at 6 a.m. Virgin Radio.